It's a logical choice.
Hey, Kedrick, it's Zach again. One last question for you. We're trying to do a look at credit. It's a soft pullback.
That's why I told you, you couldn't pull my credit. I want you to look at the numbers first before you look at my credit. That's
right.
More important. Then when you say look at the numbers, then I'll unfreeze the credit. If you read the email below that I sent you, I specified that. Did you look? If you look at the email that I sent you?
The confidentiality note?
No, the previous email that I sent you that you never got.
Yeah, so I did not see that. I just
But I said do not remember. I said I want you to review the information you had to make sure it's a doable deal first.
Okay.
Before we talk about pulling my credit, because there's no point pulling credit unless you look at the numbers and say this looks good. This is what we can offer you in the range, and if your credit looks like this, then we can offer you this. And then I let you run my credit, but I don't like people running inquiries on my credit. Now, what I can do, in the original email I sent you, you'll see it, I told you, I said, look, I keep my credit locked. So
gotcha.
I have to unlock it. Every time I unlock it, I got to pay $10 to unlock it. Okay?
No kidding. Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I got to pay $10 every time I unlock it.
That's
so I
nuts.
Just want you to know, I want you to look and say, hey, we can do it. Now, if your credit is good, then we can go forward. Then I say, unlock my credit. And then you'll be like, okay, yeah, we can move forward. But
okay.
I'm not going to just say, run my credit, you know, because it doesn't make sense for anybody just to run your credit, because it's not like you guys are a credit card company and you're just handing out wires. You know, that's not the situation. This is more of a strictly business with the personal being attached as a guarantor. That's all it is.
Gotcha. We also just take a look at that. We've had customers in the past that had crazy tax liens and stuff that we didn't know about. Not saying that that's the case with you or anything like that. It's just part of the protocol. But yeah, no, let me take a look at all the numbers first. Maybe give me like an hour or so to get back with you that way. But just looking at the tax return by itself, I already feel confident that we can probably make over $100,000 available for you just based off of the gross annual sales.
Okay, but, you know, get with your underwriters and let's work that part out. And then I say, go ahead, I can unlock my credit and you can run it. And then we go from there.
Sounds good. Can I give you a...
As long as you guys are in-house. Now, if you're not in-house, then no, I don't want to do it with you. Because then that means you got to shop it out to a bunch of people.
Gotcha. Can I give you a holler in about an hour and a half? I'm just want to go through all these numbers first and then, get you some feedback after that.
Yeah, do that first, because that's the most important part for you guys. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.